Part 1. For the College Bound. Have you ruled out any university from your list because of the tuition price listed on their website? Don't. The most expensive college may be the one that offers you the most money in grants and scholarships. According to U.S. News & World Report, 5 of the most prestigious colleges in the country, Princeton, Harvard, Stanford, Yale, and MIT, have over half of their students receiving need-based scholarship and grants, on average, totaling over 2/3 of the price of attendance. That's why the first part of strategizing to pay for college with the least amount of debt is to ignore the university sticker price, that scary price on their website that makes you think you can't attend that university. By the end of the section for students, you will know how to narrow down your list of universities and majors, why you need to fill out the free application for federal student aid, where to find your scholarship chairperson, how to find additional college funding sources, and how to build a budget that includes fun. Let's begin with career focus. There isn't a single way that I know of to make college more expensive than changing majors multiple times or returning to school because you didn't like the career you trained for the first time. Thus, your first task in paying for college is career exploration. If you've known what you want to do, maybe even since you were 5, have you solidified your career goals with shadow days, volunteer work, and/or internships? A shadow day is when you spend the day with someone who works in the career field you want to enter. Generally, you'll ask them questions about what their job is like. You'd be surprised how willing professionals are to open up their office to you. When I was pursuing my master's degree, I called up the human resources department of one of the most respected magazines in my state. Within a day, I had an appointment to chat with one of the senior editors about what a career in magazine journalism is like. While I recommend also completing internships, shadow days are a quick way to learn about a career if you're a high school senior in the midst of the college application process or admissions season. Do several shadow days if you can after school. Explore several careers within a career field. If you don't know what you want to do, shadow days are great for you as well. You just might want to try a wider variety of career fields based on your interests and talents. Not sure how to translate your interests and talents into a paying job? Chat with